Yesterday was a full day, and we came home somewhat late and had dinner and went to bed. And actually, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't have expected that, but my head was going. I was thinking over the talk that I had given, and some thoughts occurred to me. And in particular, I realized the significance that the distance of the phantom source gives to the whole phantom source presentation. By that I mean, I talked about that the minimum distance between loudspeaker, between listener and phantom source, is the distance to the loudspeakers. So at that distance, the phantom source appears. It may extend further away from me, you know, may have more depth than that, but the minimum distance is the distance to the loudspeakers. Now, that I think is significant in relationship to the size that the phantom source can have. And by that I mean, if the recording is a single voice there, I can play it at a volume level that presents an auditory scene that has the right size, right dimension, spatial dimensions there. The head is not oversized, the voice is what it would be at this distance, which, say, in my case is about 8 feet if I sit at the apex of the equilateral triangle. And so you can sort of believe that there is a real voice speaking to you at that distance. Now, when it comes to a saxophone, that works pretty well there too. But when it's a recording of a piano, the piano at 8 feet distance would sound different than what it is in the recording. Now, some recordings are done really close on up, and the piano, I just see an excerpt of the piano between the loudspeakers. But in order to have something believable, that the recording would have to present a perspective where the piano is further distant from me, so that it sort of fits between the loudspeakers. This situation is particularly evident when you have the recording of a symphony orchestra. You know, if sitting 8 feet in front of a symphony orchestra, it gives a totally different auditory scene than the typical recording of a symphony orchestra will do when listening over stereo loudspeakers. The best one I think one could hope for is a presentation of the symphony orchestra as heard from a seat in the balcony or from some distance. But that may not be highly satisfactory, and the recording shouldn't really be made from that distance because it would contain too much of the hall sound. So capturing the right auditory scene, something that can on playback be believable, is a real art for the recording engineer. Okay. So, anyways, I think that's something significant, that the distance that we have from the speakers also determines what can believably be reproduced over the stereo loudspeakers as a phantom source. The other thing was, we were yesterday in a room that was large. I've never been in a room of that size with the Orion speakers. The width was about 27 feet, the length around 35 feet, so sizable, very high ceiling, and bare walls, big stone walls, an old warehouse building at Fort Mason, San Francisco. Consequence of that was that the room was horribly reverberant. You clapped your hand in it, it was just rattling around in the room. Well, we tried to solve this problem with what I thought was a pretty elegant solution that came from Vladimir. He said, well, we'll have tables along the side walls, and we'll put blankets, like you have from moving vans, moving blankets over the table, and if they reach down to the floor, you sort of form a sound trap there. The sound gets absorbed, and that really tamed the room down to some extent. But it still in the end remained allowed to remained to be a loud room. You had to be careful not to play things too loud, because it was reverberated so heavily in the room that things just became too loud. The door, the back door for the where people came in, we always had to keep it closed, because the noise from the hallway and from other places was intruding, like another loudspeaker sitting in the corner of the room there and exciting the whole room there. So that, but once you closed things and things were quiet, and we played at the right level, and you sat in the normal at the normal distance from the loudspeakers, the presentation actually was quite good. The imaging was not as precise as I would have it in a smaller room, but it was nevertheless was good, and it gave a sense of the spatialness that the Orion can reproduce there. So I was much more happy with this situation here than the Rocky Mountain Audio Fest, where we were in a small hotel room, and we were really at the other extreme of room size, a very small room, really too small for the Orion. And it had its problems, because it also was the bass response, the damping was not that super. But this room actually worked quite well, being very large. And what was interesting to me was that the Orion had really no problem to fill a room of this size with very high ceilings, a very large acoustic space there, and yet with bass, and so there was absolutely no problem to fill the room. In this case, because of the high reverberation, you had to watch out not to fill it too much there. So that was interesting, and just as an afterthought. Okay, that's it, and I hope you enjoy this recording of the talk that I gave there. I think I got pretty much everything in there that I wanted to talk about there. That's on my mind these days here. Thank you.